Indonesia's meteorology agency issued a tsunami warning today after an earthquake measuring at least a 6.4 on the Richter scale hit southeast of Sulawesi Island. A series of powerful quakes have struck South Sumatra over the last few days, leaving at least 10 people dead and hundreds of others homeless. Aid workers are struggling to reach remote rural areas and fear that the death toll will rise. Catholic Relief Services Information Officer for Asia, Carolyn Brennan, explains.
Well, this morning the reports were actually worse than expected because when the earthquake hit, it was in the evening time, so it became dark really quickly. And for the next 14 hours, we were all in the pitch black and were unable to really know what was happening, especially since the telephone lines were down. So we really weren't getting information until early this morning from our partners who are already working and living in those areas and from our staff in those areas. And it, from their reports, it sounds like the devastation is has impacted a larger area than previously expected. It's a large swath of the southern coast of the southern island of Sumatra. And they're anticipating that the damage will be most heavily hit in the area from Bengkulu, which is in the south, up to through Jambi, which is midway up the coast, and then as far as Padang, which is further up the coast. Their earthquakes are so common in this area that they often don't have an impact, thankfully, that you might expect when you hear of an earthquake. But this morning it sounded much more serious than we were expecting. And we hope that when our people get to the ground that there isn't as much devastation as reports indicate right now.